On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about Baby T. She is here. Woohoo! On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about my sleep deprivation and how it can affect memory loss. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about sleep deprivation and how it can affect memory loss. Greetings and welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Or should I say welcome back, because it's been 2 weeks. It is I, expert of the Lifetime movies, father of Baby T, Adam Thoreau, and you are listening to episode 12 of Aggressively Positive, a product of Good People Doing Good.org. Episode 12 is here, and my friends, so is Baby T. This past St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2019, at 12:07 p.m., Baby T entered this world with that "Here I come" wail, and man, that moment was so beautiful. Leading up to it, the 7-8 hours leading up to it was intense and terrifying. But when she came out, guys, the parents out there know. I didn't know this feeling existed. There's a switch that I had heard about that goes off sometime between pregnancy and birth. My switch waited till 12:07 on March 17th to go off, but it switched, and I love this little thing more than anything ever. No offense to anybody listening to this that I love. I love all of you, but no offense, I love Baby T so much more. Oh God, it's so good. She's here. It's been over a week. She's 10 days old today. Wow, that's crazy. She is happy, healthy, home, and loving life. Mommy, Baby T, and me, and I, we have had an amazing 10 days, my friends. We've been home for a week. It's been great. A lot of families come over, brought us food. The nurses come over. People come and they visit Baby T and they see that full head of hair. Oh, it's so cute. My friends, it's seriously the best thing that's ever happened to me. I love her so much. Her face, her smell, her smile, her hair, her toots, her dirty diapers. I love everything. You know you're gonna hear plenty more about that soon, but now, know this for sure. The reason that episode 12 is a week late is because I was tied up at the hospital from last Sunday through Wednesday for the birth of the fantastic, beautiful Baby T. She's what I would call a top-notch primo cutie, my friends. Oh, that smile, the hair, those dimples, the cheeks, those big cheeks. She's awesome, and you're gonna hear plenty more about her soon. But you know, let's put all that aside. What's it called when Officer Tom Clarkin shoots at Adam Edwards but barely scrapes his shoulder in the process? Yeah, that was the setup. You missed it? One more time. What is it called when Officer Tom Clarkin shoots at Adam Edwards but barely scrapes his shoulder in the process? Grays and Adam E. Grays. Like, when a bullet grazes something, it just barely hits it. And Tom Clarkin shot at Adam Edwards. That's an Adam E. So the process of Tom Clarkin barely skimming Adam Edwards' shoulder is called Grays and Adam E. That was my first joke as a dad, but I'm pretty sure I've got this whole dad jokes thing down. Sorry about that one, guys. I just haven't been getting much sleep these days. But that's okay because I'm taking care of baby T. But not sleeping much leads to me thinking that I'm so much funnier than I really am. But, come on! That joke was a good one. Grey's Anatomy? That took me a long time to set up!
Oh, well, what's going on here?
Whoa! What is this? Is this a new character?
Oh, well, yes! It's me, Samuel L. Coffee! No relation.
I'm sorry. Did you say your name was Samuel L. Coffee?
Yep, Samuel L. Coffee! No relation!
Huh?
There's a famous actor named Samuel L. Jackson, and I just want to confirm that there's no relation between he and I, Samuel L. Coffee. No relation.
I'm not sure that that's how names work.
No, but we have the same first name and middle initial. It can get confusing.
No, you know, last names. I'm not sure that's how names and relations work.
It's okay. I'm Samuel L. Coffee. No relation.
Hey, Samuel L. Coffee. No relation. Okay, well, how you doing? How's your family? Do you have a family?
Oh, great! My wife, Caffeine Zeta Jones, is doing just fine. And little Bean Simmons, well, he passed math with a C-.
Oh, boy! Well, that's great to hear.
But even better to hear, this morning's cup of positivity, brought to you by me, Samuel L. Coffee. No relation. A wise potato chip once said, there is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing.
Oh, man. I really like that one, Samuel L. Coffee, no relation. That makes a lot of sense. You see, when I started Good People Doing Good and Aggressively Positive, I put myself out there. And believe it or not, running a positive news podcast and a nonprofit organization, you still get the critics and the trolls and the cynics, and that's not good. But they're going to exist and they're always going to be there. We've talked about this before on Aggressively Positive, but I really like that saying. So the only way to avoid criticism is to do nothing, say nothing,
and be nothing.
Samuel L. Coffee, thanks. That's a real refreshing positive look on things.
Cheers!
Alright, buddy. I'll see you next week, then, for another morning cup of positivity.
You got it! See you next week!
Alright, cool. Well, it was nice meeting you, Samuel L. Coffee.
No relation.
Okay, so before we really get this ball rolling, I've got some announcements to make. Well, you just heard him, Samuel L. Coffee. There is actually a brand new coffee mug in our web store. You can find it at goodpeopledoinggood.org. It's got a cartoon face of me, a cartoon face of Samuel L. Coffee, and it says Morning Cup of Positivity. But when you get this mug, it's a flat black mug. But when you pour your coffee, your tea, or your hot cocoa into it, it turns into, slowly reveals a all white mug with this awesome logo on it. Go to our Facebook page to check out the little video that I made of me filling it up with, I think it was just boiling water, but it was awesome. And while we're on the topic of merch, you can still take part in the spring cleaning sale. We're getting rid of all Generation 1, like the original merchandise that I bought. Some canvas tote bags, the stress balls, the koozies. There's three different size packages. You can go to the web store. Two of those packages come with a short film that I made a few years ago. I found a box of those DVDs recently lying around. So head to goodpeopledoinggood.org, go to the web store, check out the coffee mug, check out the spring cleaning sale, and check out the new shirts. Well, they're about a month old, but, you know, the new good shirts with the cartoon me on it. And then the bad shirts with Big Bad Billy. And then on the back it says, don't be like Big Bad Billy. Or don't be a Big Bad Billy. I think it says, don't be like Big Bad Billy. Okay, so that's it for announcements. I want to say, welcome to Aggressively Positive. If you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new here, greetings. Thank you for joining us. If you like what you hear, I simply ask you to give us a 5-star rating and tell a friend. They'll thank you for it later. But I'd say it's time we get this show on the road. So what do you say? Let's keep things moving with our first good news story of the week. All right, this story comes out of our neighboring state and a state that I know a few of you guys live in, Massachusetts. And this is a beautiful one, my friends. An entire community in Newton, Massachusetts is learning sign language just to make a 2-year-old girl happy. 2-year-old Samantha is deaf, but she loves to talk to anyone who can engage in sign language. Her whole personality changes when it's with somebody who can communicate with her. On the other hand, if someone can't communicate with her, it makes her a little sad. So Sam's neighbors got together, hired an instructor, and are now fully immersed in an American Sign Language class. The instructor, Reese McGovern, says this is remarkable because of a lot of times, even parents of the deaf children don't bother to learn sign language. That's malarkey. Especially as a parent now, I'm calling that out. That's pure malarkey. But here, Sam has a full community that is signing and communicating with her and her family. And it's a beautiful story. Take a listen to what her parents and a couple of the neighbors had to say.
She's super engaging. She wants to, you know, chat up with anybody.
Yeah, her whole personality changed when it's someone who can communicate with her.
I didn't know what to say back. Wouldn't you like to talk to her?
You know, basic conversation that one would have with a child.
Asking her about her day.
And make her feel that she is part of the neighborhood.
Just be her friend.
This is a beautiful, remarkable community. No, you do not expect your neighbors to learn sign language to communicate with your 2-year-old daughter. You don't expect it. So that means it really has to touch you and make you and your family feel accepted and loved and make you feel that you're in the right neighborhood. And this is really going to make Samantha just and so much more of a better, giving, caring person, having all these people rallying around just trying to make her happy and communicate with her. And that's beautiful.
We interrupt your normally scheduled nap time to bring you 1 minute of random facts. Start the clock!
It would help if I turned the mic on a little bit, I guess. This week's facts are brought to you by my man and patron of Good People Doing Good, Brandon Goulet. And we've got some fun pizza facts. Here we go. The average pizzeria uses roughly 55 pizza boxes per day. We consume around 251,770,000 pounds of pepperonis. Just pepperonis every year. Some popular pizza toppings in Japan are squid and Maya Jaga, mayonnaise, potato, and bacon. The highest grossing single unit independent pizzeria in the nation is Moose's Tooth Pub and Pizzeria in Anchorage, Alaska, and its annual sales are approximately $6 million. A single unit pizza place, $6 million! Wow, I wish I'd have bought stock in Moose's Tooth Pub a while ago. All right, moving on. Pizzerias purchase more than $4 billion worth of cheese every year. 36% of all pizza orders want their topping pepperoni. That's over 1/3 of every pizza ordered pepperoni. 94% of Americans eat pizza regularly. I'm one of them. 93% of Americans have eaten pizza within the last month. I'm one of them. I'm actually making pizza for dinner tonight. And the top five pizza sales days are Super Bowl Sunday, New Year's Eve, Halloween, the night before Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day. Oh, so New Year's Eve was on there too. So 2 days in a row. I probably had pizza both those days this year. Okay, moving on.
No, no, not now. Oh no, it's the big bad dude with the rude attitude. It's Big Bad Billy.
That's right, it's me, Big Bad Billy.
Shh, Big Bad Billy, please, please, please be quiet. I just got Baby T down for a nap.
What'd you say? I can't hear you. You're too quiet.
Big Bad Billy, please. I just got Baby T down for a nap. I don't want her to wake up.
What? Huh? Her? What is that? Oh, no. You have a baby? You have a girl child? Oh, man. Say goodbye to everything.
No. Big Bad Billy, you don't know. You don't. You obviously don't understand. I love this girl so much. I love her. She means everything to me. And that's why I want her to sleep. So if you could please just do me a favor.
Hey, Trevor! Billy! Guess what? I'm with that idiot Adam right now. Oh, and he's got a baby with him. Oh, that's gross. Don't tell me it's a girl child, too. It's a girl child, too! Oh!
Big Bad Billy, would you please just get out of here?
Ugh. Babies? Girl child? You don't have to ask me twice. Ugh. I hate you. Ugh. Gross.
Baby T, that was Big Bad Billy. He has no decency. He has no self-awareness. He doesn't understand other people. And he doesn't understand that he's not the only person. He's self-centered. He doesn't care. And I want to make sure that you are the exact opposite of Big Bad Billy.
Okay, here's a fun kind of inspiring one. I like this one because if you don't do anything, you're not going to get anything. Everything's worth a shot. And William Bush learned that the easy way. Metallica is William Bush's favorite band, but they haven't toured in his home country of New Zealand since he was 5 years old, many years before he became a devoted fan. 6 months ago, he finally decided to intervene. The 13-year-old started a petition on change.org to convince the metal heroes to return to the Kiwi shores down under. William wrote on the campaign page, quote, "The metalheads of our country have had an 8-year withdrawal and can't wait for the next time they'll get to see Metallica live in New Zealand. We believe this is long overdue, and we deserve a Metallica concert! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!" The effort gathered almost 7,000 signatures from New Zealanders alone, and his efforts paid off. And much to his delight, Metallica announced earlier this year that they would be playing in New Zealand on Halloween, October 31st. William, who also plays the electric guitar, wasn't the only one excited by the petition's success, either. The country's prime minister apparently has an affinity for the heavy metal band as well. Prime Minister Ardern wanted to thank William for encouraging Metallica to come back to New Zealand, so she surprised him with 2 free tickets to the concert, and the show's presale didn't even start until the following week. Though, the Prime Minister jokingly expressed her disappointment over William's decision to bring a family member to the concert rather than take her. The youngster says that he hopes to possibly get more tickets so he doesn't have to choose between his dad and his younger brother. The motivation and inspiration that lies within this story is what I had said kind of going into it. You know, if William would have just sat at home and gone on Facebook and typed, click, 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 why doesn't Metallica ever come to New Zealand, and gets a few sad face emojis from his New Zealand friends, nay, that's not what happened. He went to a website, and he used this website the right way. He just tried to get a band that has plenty of fans in New Zealand back in New Zealand. So 7,000 New Zealanders signed this, and I bet you even more people that didn't sign this petition are going to buy tickets for the show. That show's going to be sold out. Halloween with Metallica in a country they haven't played in 8 years? That show's going to rule. And that concert is happening because of our man,
William. It's that time again.
Yikes!
Tax time!
Ah!
Are your statements in order? Even if you're miles behind, the certified general accountants at TaxMax Money Honey will get you your tax forms and everything else up to speed, increasing your refund and giving you peace of mind. Why pull your hair out every April when you can rely on TaxMax Money Honey? At TMMH, they know your frustrations, and believe them, they do, and that's why they're here. You can call TaxMax Money Honey today at 555-555-555-555-555-555 at extension 555. Or visit www.website.bb for a free estimated tax filing, pedicure, and $5 towards your next fat cat number 2 kitty litter purchase and a free meatball sandwich if you run into my mom. TaxMax Money Honey, they crunch the numbers so you don't have to. I mean, you can if you want, but that's just silly. Five. Okay, I'm going to do my best to hold it all together, but this next story is about this week's Goodest Person of the Week. And this week's Goodest Person of the Week goes out to my wife, Eliza Zimmerman. March 17th, 2019, on St. Patrick's Day, around 4:30 in the morning, my wife woke me up and she said, "Honey, I think this is it." I went downstairs, I called the nurse. They told us to go in through the emergency room because, you know, it was not even 5 in the morning yet. And the main hospital wasn't open. So we went there. March Madness had just started, so there was 5 a.m. basketball news on, which was actually really funny. I don't follow it, but one of the interviews, there was like a locker room interview with this guy that was in front of the camera, and they were asking him questions about, "Tell us how badly you played." Next question. "Do you feel terrible that you played terrible?" Next question, please. It was actually just really kind of funny, and I'm going to remember that sitting in the waiting room for the people to bring us up to the room that we were going to deliver the baby in. Oh, man. That was a beautiful day. I'm going to remember so much. I'm going to remember that day forever. It was beautiful. / terrifying. / I don't know, man. So we got there. We walked up to our room that was going to be our home for the next 4 days. The contractions really kicked in just about when we got up there. Tell you, one of the hardest parts of this was watching my wife go through that pain. That unbearable pain that day. You know, just giving her the biggest hugs and squeezing her hand, and it was all I could do. I felt a little helpless. But she would always smile back. No matter what she was going through at that moment, she would always smile back. We had to do an emergency C-section. They took her into the operating room. They left me outside for a little bit while they got everything ready. My heart was pounding. I was beating through my chest. So I sat at this computer outside there that the nurses use, and I didn't even ask. I just started clicking. I wanted to see if they had Minesweeper or Solitaire or anything that I could use to not make the next 3 minutes of waiting outside this room feel like 3 hours. And this one nice, she wasn't even a nurse. She was like the floor manager. She sat down next to me. We chatted for a few minutes. It was actually really funny. She came up to me. I was in scrubs, head to toe, had my beard net and hair net on. And she sits next to me. She goes, "So where do you work?" And I look at her. I go, "Channel 12. She laughed because she thought I was an employee or like a student or something. No, I was a husband. So I thank that nurse for talking with me through that. And then I went into the room. Liza was sitting there, smiling back at me. I sat next to her. We smiled. And then at 12:07, we heard that big shriek. Wah! Wah! And we knew it. And baby T was born. I love my wife so much. I love baby T so much. What my wife went through for our family, I thank her for. All of you moms out there, I thank you for what you did, for what you've gone through. My mom. Oh, man, mom. Thank you. And there she was. And there she was. Baby T. With the biggest big toe on a baby that I've ever seen. Oh, she's so cute. I love her. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. Besides my wife, my family is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Sorry if you heard that car drive by. I'm in my car right now, recording in my driveway, because baby T's taking a nap right now. Oh, man. So yeah, we spent a few days in the hospital. You should have seen my first diaper change. Oh, I used about 3 diapers, 20 wipes, a giant hospital changing pad thing. It was laughably bad. Liza just watched from her bed, laughed at, oh man, but I'm a pro now. I am so good at changing diapers, and the amount of diapers that I have to change for this girl, no wonder that I'm so good at it. But hey, I told you, I love everything that she does. Her poops, her pees. It means her body's working right. And that's awesome. I love that. I love BBT. And starting next week, there will be a new segment on the show called Life with Baby T. I'm going to give you some updates, some fun things that happened the week before. But she's here. She's happy and she's healthy. And the one person that I can really thank for all of that is the person that has spent the last 9 months and 10 days with her. And that's this week's goodest person of the week. My wife, Eliza Zimmerman. I love you so much. And that's it for this week's episode, my friends. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you find it inspiring. You know where to find us on the internets. You can head on over to goodpeopledoinggood.org. Off from that, you'll find our Facebook and Instagram likes for all the updates. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at goodpeopledoinggood.org, all one word. And lastly, again, I ask you to simply leave a 5-star rating if you've enjoyed this podcast. It really helps us so much reach a bigger, newer audience, help spread the good. And I don't know, I'm so tired. I was seeing things the other day. I was up at night holding baby T, and there was little weird shadow things moving around. My wife and I, we've been talking, and we definitely understand why and how sleep deprivation is used as torture. But right now, I am the furthest from tortured. I am in love. And it's so good. So from my wife, baby T, and I, we thank you guys for all of your support. Stay good. Do good. Toodles, friends. Jerry DuPont, Amelia the Godfriend, Donald LaFontaine, Ryan Wilder, Amanda George and Ally Jett, Trisha Dorley, Wade Zawalski, Kaylee Nassar, Tara Bendig, Jesus Mendoza, Mike Lustig, Alex Hatzberger, Eric Carlson, Akilah Green, Kevin Kidd of Victoria Kilbinov, Jackie Marconi, Samantha Seeger, Vern Parks, Troy Mongolo, Jennifer Little, Rachel Ferry, A Terrific Time Suck with Dan Cummins, Tess Green, Reverend Jeffrey O'Neill, I'm Lawrence. Ben Bullock, Lindsay Chogged and Dennis Cusbert, Brandon Bump and Kevin, David Verliger, Michael Feeney, Dan Paswell, Rachel Pavel, Catherine Labnin, Mindy Thoreau, Donna Quinbo, Zimmerman, Michael Patriarca, Dustin Dumas, Kara James, Wendy King, Robert Jennings, Brendan McKay, Melissa Beckhouse, yeah! Mary Batez, Abigail Wilson, The Good News, Bradley Edwards, Kitten Malone, Kyle Kinlan, Lawrence Dillon, Irish Trisha Allen, Justin Phillips, Robert Darnell Partridge IV, Liz B, Donna Smith, Leisha Reynolds, Ryan Chilson, Nathan Cruz, John Rogers, Scott King, Ryan Zick, Becky Lusk, Mary Searle, Natalie Schubert, Dan Smith, Patrick Kelleher, Stephen Roca, and Mick Oslin, Trisha Kutcher, Andrew Courtney Hopkins, Ega Dowell, Matthew Davies, Mary Hennessy, Jacob Montgomery, Kyle Teagley, Justin Martin, Cody Smiley, Nick Hirschfield, and Dan Burl, Andy Rue, Damian Savergino, Emily Heath, Brandon Goulet, Jessica, Nathan Hurd, Jeffrey Hardy, Harmony Valenkamp, Dick Donovan, Eric Clark, Anthony Gagliardi, Wyvern Workshop, Lindsay Rustin, Naomi Ward, Jessica Gumpy, Jim McDonough, Charles Starkey, Jason Simmons, Jessica Bradley, Colleen Ulett, Christopher Camara, John Cotchio Jr., Agnieszka Hollingsworth, Amy Sherman, Shannon Oliver, Stephen Gallo, Dolly Pena, Thomas Garrett Lemire, Lindsay, Lady Lemoy, Gary Jacobs, Amanda Gagnon, Palmasiano, Bob Whitney, Michelle Hell Barkley, Becky Scott, Joel Jacob, Melissa McKay, Ian O'Neill, Megan Printer, John Desmond Clark. Oh, still got some names left. Okay, this is weird. Matthew Tice, Kevin Holmes, Ryan Jarzom, Beck, Jacqueline Bull, Shane Maxwell, Stephen Lord, Connor Miller, Ty Gerard, Shelby, Joe Thoreau, Faithful, Molly Rebeck, Tim Wallace, Robert Uramian, Eric T. Hudson, Sherry Leach, Adam Reeves. That's it, my friends. I'm going to try to get some sleep this week, and I'll talk to you guys next week.